Having the right soft skills is often relevant to the degree of success, even in rather technical positions, which is why their presentation can play a decisive role in the outcome of a job application. In this short podcast episode, I'm going to explain how to present your soft skills in a convincing way and without sounding ridiculous. Hello and welcome to my podcast channel. I'm Michael Kaiser. I work as an international career coach and I help managers and specialists get the job they want with a new employer abroad. Unfortunately, many applicants present their soft skills in the same way they mention their technical skills. They simply state them as facts, like in the following examples. As an honest person, I always handle financial matters reliably, or I am highly motivated and results-driven, or I am a team player and get on well with my superiors. Most people do not feel very comfortable with that approach, and rightly so. Not only does it sound awkward when you talk about yourself in such a way, but it also misses the actual goal of convincing the hiring manager of your soft skills. As a matter of fact, that approach is doomed to fail always. Let me use the first example of being honest to explain the problem. An honest person can correctly claim to be honest, yes, but what do dishonest people do? They lie. And because they lie, they will present themselves as being honest too. In other words, everyone will claim to be honest and no one will ever present the opposite. This is why such a statement is entirely worthless and just sounds ridiculous. Does that mean you should not or cannot present your soft skills? Not at all. There actually is an elegant way to do it. This way out is easier than you may think. Instead of throwing around empty claims, you should present tangible results of your work for previous employers that imply the existence of the soft skill in question. In terms of the three examples just mentioned, a solution could sound like that. About being honest, my work as a cashier during the last 5 years has never been confronted with any internal complaints and got confirmed as 100% accurate in 3 unannounced external audits. Now about being motivated. I was able to complete the project 2 months ahead of schedule and at a cost of 20% under budget. And about being a team player. After becoming the spokesperson for the team, its staff retention increased from 45% to 85% within the following 12 months and later improved further to 90% now. As these examples show, you can leave out the typical soft skill adjectives completely and still make a highly persuasive impression on the hiring managers. Now, if you would like me to help you with all of that in person as a professional career coach, I'll be very happy to support you. If this is of interest to you, go to my website and click on the big button to apply for a free orientation call with me. In this call, we will analyze your current situation and needs in detail, and we will also find out how I can help you best to reach your goals fast. There is also our LinkedIn group for managers and specialists on the way to their dream job abroad, where you can network with others on this wonderful journey and receive further tips and tricks on the matter several times a week. If you're not a member yet, we hope to welcome you today. If you haven't subscribed to this podcast channel yet, now is the perfect time to do so. Make sure to also activate the bell in order not to miss out on any new episodes in the future. I'd appreciate it a lot if you leave me a like, as this helps others to discover this channel as well. And please leave me a comment with your thoughts, questions, and suggestions for future episodes. That's it for today. As always, I wish you the very best for your job search abroad, and today especially for presenting your soft skills in the right way, and I'll be back here very soon.